We're back again today with Darlene Drake, and we've been talking the last couple episodes a little bit about her office, and naturally, we still want to kind of finish up on some of those thoughts, but also just get a chance to talk to Darlene a little bit more about what this office is meant to her and what, to get to serve the people of Powell County. I guess, Darlene, kind of before starting this episode, we was kind of talking, and we've been kind of talking about some things unique to your office and how it was different, and we was having the discussion off air here, kind of thinking back, we was both talking. Something that probably makes your office a little different than a lot of the other elected offices, and especially Powell County, is it's predominantly been a female that's held that position, and that's kind of thinking back historically, that was pretty significant. So any of your thoughts on that? And I think you verified that you couldn't remember a time that it wasn't held by a female.
I have a list that David, Brother Rule, searched back all the circuit clerks that had been, that had served in Powell County. And I can't remember for sure, but I don't remember seeing a man's name on that list. There may have been, but which is pretty rare, I would assume, for back in the late 1800s for a woman to be working outside the home. So, yeah, I guess that office has been outstanding for that type of person to have a job there. Must have been a lot of women's libbers back then.
That was just kind of something we come up with and thought it was kind of unique, so we thought we'd bring that up. I think in talking to Darlene a little bit too, you know, I think any of us that's been elected, and I know myself, very fortunate not only to have a job that people elect us to do, but when you get to do that in your home county, it means so much more because you get to serve actually your friends, family, your citizens, you know, people we live with every day, we get to serve. So kind of just in that, Darlene, what do you think some of the things that you're thankful for that this job's provided you and been elected?
I have worked a lot of different jobs over the years. I went to work when I was 11 years old, bussing tables at Dalton's Restaurant on the weekends. Then I went to work at Southern Treat for Tommy Davis for many years. Worked for him at a grocery store there on Washington Street. Worked at CMS for a while. Worked at IBM for a while. Worked at Square D, a nursing home. I've done a lot of different things. I have enjoyed serving Powell County. I get a little bit emotional when I talk about it. God has truly blessed me with this job. I'm very proud that I was given the opportunity. I'm very thankful to the people that they entrusted me with this job. I hope I've done it well. I've tried really hard to do it well. I hope that I have done it in a way that the people of Powell County can be proud of me. I think the time of people having these positions and understanding that they are public servants is quickly changing. I see it in other places, you know. It's not easy in other places to walk into a courthouse and get to speak to your elected official. And I think that's so sad, you know, because without the people that elected you, you wouldn't be where you are. And I tell the girls in my office, never forget who put you here. And never forget that you are a public servant. No matter what else you are, you're a public servant. You are here to serve the public. Now, I know everybody gets aggravated in their job. And when you have somebody, we get this all the time, somebody will call five or six times because they're not getting the answer they want. You know, they want to hear something that we're not telling them, you know, because we're trying to tell them the right thing. And they don't always want to hear the right thing, you know. And the girls would get a little aggravated. Well, I just talked to them. I told them. And I said, well, that's not what they wanted to hear. They want to hear something else. And I said, but that's okay, because that's what you're here for. You know, you're here to serve the public, regardless of how aggravating or how many times they call or how many times you think that they should do something that they don't. Another thing that I guess is a little aggravating is we see people come in with domestic violence, and it's so devastating sometimes. And it won't be 2 days till they're back in wanting to dismiss it. And it's a lot of work, takes a lot of people involved for domestic violence. But I have been to classes and been to classes, and sometimes it takes people years to get the courage to leave a violent situation. And I tell them, try not to get too aggravated with them. Try not to be too discouraged, because that's their only source of income. They can't take care of their children if they leave. They don't know what they're going to do. It's all they've ever known. You know, it takes a lot of courage for somebody to leave a situation where they're getting abused, and it's not easy.
I think you touched on a good point, and I think the majority of our elected officers or officials here in Powell County are that way. That's what I said. Having knowledge and intimate with the community, that's what I said. I think it's easy. Most of us can do a good job of putting ourselves in their shoes, and that lets us serve better. And you hit on a good point, too, and I know you'd mentioned it earlier, kind of like what you was talking about. That's what I've always said. I have 12,614 bosses, as well as any elected official, or that's the way they should view it. And that's what I said. We are entrusted and here to work for those folks. And I know I am, and you'd mentioned it, and you hadn't I talked about it in the show, but if somebody sees something in your office that they think would work better, you're open to that suggestion. Now, whether you can do it, I mean, you can say, no, I can't, and here's why. But I think anybody has an idea, you're always open to suggestions if you can improve.
Oh, yes. I have tried really hard to cross-train my employees so that I still get a little aggravated with them sometimes. You know, if you call my office, I want the person that answers the phone to be able to answer your question. I don't want them to transfer you. I don't want them to send you to 15 different people to answer your question. I want them to be able to answer it, because I think that's very aggravating for the public. You know, when I call someplace and they send me 15 different places and I have to tell my story 5 or 10 times, I'm aggravated.
So, kind of in that light too, Darlene, some of the things that you have done, we haven't talked about your office hours and stuff. So some of the things you all have done to try to accommodate the public is in the office hours you hold is in a light to try to serve the public. So you might want to tell them what hours you're open. Well,
Fridays and Mondays, we're open until 6 o'clock. I did that when I came in to office, because one of the reasons is the courthouse and the circuit clerk's office had been open on Saturday for ever since I could remember when I worked there as a deputy clerk. I did that one thing for my employees because it felt like we never had a day off. You know, when you go in half a day on Saturday, you might as well work all day. The other thing was you have to accommodate the public who worked out of the county. I have always been accessible to the public. If somebody needs a driver's license, my number's in the book. If they can't get in at 6 o'clock on Monday or Friday, I've always been available to come in and get their driver's license. I don't know of a soul that's ever called me that I've turned them down. And I would never do that, because a lot of people work. Some people drive a truck and don't get home till Saturday or Sunday. You know, I've had to come in and get their license for them. And I don't care to do that. Another unique thing about my service, of course, a lot of people know my husband. You know Bobby that served as county judge for 8 years. Something that I think it didn't intend to be that way. I was elected circuit clerk, and he was on his last year as county judge. And the circuit clerk left early, so I was sworn in June 1st of 2006, and my husband got to swear me in circuit clerk.
Did you say swear at you or swear you in?
Well, he wanted to swear at me, but he swore me in as circuit clerk. And I want to ask Larry Meadows this, and I always forget it because Larry knows everything about the county. But I believe that we are the only husband and wife that have served as elected officials at the same time in Powell County. I was circuit clerk and he was county judge just for 6 months, but I believe we were the only ones.
That is kind of a neat little historical idea.
Yeah.
Darlene, we appreciate you taking the time and coming and telling people a little bit more about your office. I guess kind of in closing, is there anything else you'd like to say or you hadn't had a chance to mention? And we'll let you.
Well, I'd like to, once again, I want to thank everybody in Powell County for affording me the opportunity to be the circuit clerk. I want to encourage you, if you have any questions, if you anything you ever need to know, feel free to come in and ask. Have a little patience with us. Sometimes, if we get a little grumpy, we are busy. We do have a lot going on most of the time. The girls that work for me, and the young man that works for me, I feel like they try very hard. Sure. They, you would be surprised at the paperwork that comes through there. We make mistakes. We're not perfect. When we make mistakes, we own up to them and we try to make them right. The one thing, I guess, that has been the thing that I wish I could do better is when we train employees. There's no time to really sit down with a new employee and really train them the way they need to be trained. When in an office like the circuit clerk's office, you really need about a month to sit with an employee every day to train them. Well, I'm lucky if I've got 3 or 4 days to sit with this person to try to train them. That's not much. When you're trying to get everybody, them to learn what it is they've got to do. Any place you go, you get more training than that. We fuss about this all the time with AOC. We would like for them to actually send somebody to our office to be able to train these people, new employees, or let us send them to Frankfort to be trained. Because we just don't have the time, we don't have the hours, because in the smaller offices, all clerks that I know of work, okay? When you get to larger offices, most of the clerks are just a supervisor. They don't really work. They're more a figurehead, they spend a lot of time in Frankfort. I shouldn't say they don't work. That didn't sound right. But they do
a
lot.
A little different as dictated by the staff.
Right. They have more of an administrative role, okay? I go to court twice a week. I'm the bench clerk for Judge Profit. When I'm not in court, I try to work up dockets, help the girls work up dockets. I'm constantly on the phone or answering emails or I'm what they call a working clerk. I don't have the opportunity to just be an administrative person like a lot of clerks do. So bear with us. We make a few mistakes every now and then. But for the most part, I think my employees do a good job. We can't change court dates. A lot of people want us to change court dates. We can't do that, But I'm very thankful for my job, and I feel very blessed that I've been afforded that opportunity. I guess I have had a better job than I ever thought possible.
Well, we'd like to thank you, Darlene, for coming in. I know it's been an honor to get to serve with you. And during my 6 to 7 years there, there's never been a time that we've had any major issues come out of your office. So that, I think, speaks to the fact of the job you all do, you and your staff. And one thing you didn't touch on, I'd like to thank you for it also, is I think people in the community are aware, beyond you've not just taken the job and not given back to the community. You and your family have both participated in a lot of civic activities and do a lot of things that's not necessarily required that helps make our community better. So we appreciate not only the service you do in the office, but what you do on your spare time and giving back to the community as well. So thank you.
Thank you.